hosting the National Rock Review.
Hey everyone, this is Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. Right now on the phone, I'm very excited and honored to be talking to who I would consider a legend right now, Mr. Michael Schenker. Michael, how are you?
Hi, D. Good, thank you.
Yeah, things are going well. You're still going all these years later.
Absolutely. It's actually just getting much better now.
Yeah, that's excellent, man. With the past huge resume of just accomplishments, experiences, did you ever think, Michael, that you'd still be doing this some 40 years later?
Well, you know, I have always known that, you know, music is my love and my passion, especially play and discover, you know, being fascinated with a single string. It's just like it's its own little universe there, and I'm having so much fun there, and you know, I'd never even thought about if I would ever stop doing that, because why would you stop something that you love?
True. No, very true. I think it's also safe to say you've got a pretty amazing fan base. I mean, all these years, you've still got the loyals that have been there since day one, and you have new fans coming around, you know, as the years go by.
Yeah, I think it's like this, you know, but the first section of my life, the first year, it's if I look back, it's like three stages. The first stage was like focusing on, you know, becoming a great guitarist and on pure self-expression and making my music a contribution to the world, and created in the 70s for the 80s. In the 80s, I helped my brother out, Rudolph, for the Love Tribe album, and opened the door for America for them. And then I withdrew. He asked me for the black and white guitar design, if he could play that, and I gave that to him. And he also asked me for Coast to Coast and Holiday to have it all for himself. I also gave that to him. I gave him my blessing. And so the Scorpions went to America, and I withdrew and basically focused on School of Life, experimenting, taking things the way, you know, experiment, acoustic instruments, electric instruments, doing all sorts of things, developing on the guitar, developing on a personal level. And I guess, you know, I was, that was the period that I was using for that kind of stuff, while, you know, bands like the Scorpions, you know, simplified this music from the 70s and presented it in the 80s to a wider range of people, that with the hope that maybe they would start to understand that kind of music and maybe, you know, even get excited about playing guitar themselves at some point. And so, you know, I think that was accomplished. And after 50 years of rock and roll, you know, eventually I feel like, you know, people are starting to understand what I have been doing in the 70s. And so it's kind of a, you know, every person is taking care of a particular part in life. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody is good for something. Everybody is more suitable for something than others, you know. So I was suitable for the 70s, and I will be suitable for a long final eventually, where I feel like more and more people understand what I'm doing now. And so I guess people have been educated, and it's great.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Speaking of your brother Rudolph, how often do you guys get to talk? I'm sure it's not easy with you guys both being in bands and being so busy, but do you still get a chance to stay close and talk often?
Well, you know, at this point, it's a very strange situation, because I have Francis in the band. I'm just discovering how much of enemies they are with the Scorpions, Scorpions and Francis, because Francis just won his case, which has been dragging on for over 20 years, and I can't believe they're still battling on that level. It's interfering with my piece, you know. It's kind of disturbing. I'm actually thinking of letting Francis go at some point, because I don't want any trouble. I don't want, you know, it's the opposite of what I am looking for, you know. I want to enjoy my music. I have nothing to do with that money-battling rubbish and the competition and jealousy and whatever it is. So, you know, I focus on music, and if I feel there is disturbance coming my way, I may have to consider letting Francis go, because I can definitely feel something weird developing.
Yeah. No, then that's smart, too. Something I've always wanted to ask you, from the time that I heard it, I'm still kind of blown away by this whole thing. I read something that back when Randy had passed, that you were one of the first people who had got the phone call from Ozzy, but you actually turned it down because you didn't want to screw up your life. Now, did you mean that? I'm confused by the answer. Did you just think that joining the band and having all that fame and that lifestyle would have just been that bad for you at the time?
You know, when I finished with UFO, I was playing arenas. I know what it was like up there.
Yeah.
anything with Ozzy or Aerosmith or anybody would have just been more of the same thing. I already knew it was not necessary for me to be there.
Gotcha.
You know, for me, it was more like I wanted to focus on pure self-expression. I wanted to get musical things out of my system. And I had my own vision. You know, I have my own vision. My vision is not being in a commercial band making lots of money. My vision is to focus on music and really enjoy the creative part of being, you know, pure self-express. I have something that I want to share, that I need to tap into, which is within myself. I've been doing this for 43 years. I've stopped listening to music since I was 18. I've stopped listening to copying people since I was 18. So I'm focusing on pure self-expression, you know, and that's what my passion is, and that's where I love to be. I love to create. I don't love to copy other people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want to stand on stage and playing, you know, like 3/4 of a night playing other people's lead breaks or other people's stuff.
That's true.
I'm not interested. So, you know, one has to be very careful. I was always tempted, of course, but, you know, one thing always looked at me straight after I got approached like that, and I was tempted. I said to myself, wait a minute, you know, there was a reason why you didn't rejoin the Scorpions. And so for that same reason, I need to stay away from everybody else.
Yeah. No, gotcha. Hey, I really recently did an interview with Elliot Rubinson from Dean Guitars. He spoke very highly of you. I didn't realize that he's actually your touring bass player. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy. You know, he plays great bass as well, you know. And so, you know, who knows, maybe in the future we do something together again.
Yeah, for sure. Now, will you, I've read somewhere that you are 100% Dean Guitar now, or is that not true? Do you still play the Gibsons as well?
You know, since 2004, they introduced me to Dean Guitar, offered me a Michael Schenker model. They're great people, great company. We have been together ever since.
No, cool. I know you guys had a little delay with of some visa problems coming to do this tour. That's got to be something that's never fun, getting that bad news.
Yeah, that was a bummer. It was exhausting.
Yeah, I bet.
Chasing my visa. They said to me, you know, at the embassy, it's approved. 2 weeks later, we still didn't hear anything about them. So everybody was puzzled. I was traveling back and forth to see if I can catch my visa. And then eventually I got it and I made it. It was a miracle. I actually basically got the visa, went into the plane, came out of the limousine straight into the Rock and Roll Fantasy camp. And I made it to that, you know. But we had to cancel the first three shows.
Yeah,
and
I saw.
We not cancel, but postpone. So we played them at the end of the tour.
Got you. Now you've got a new CD from the Temple of Rock project called Spirit on a Mission. Tell us a little bit about this new CD.
Well, the new CD, I knew already after Bridge the Gap that the next album was going to be more seven strings. I wanted to get more of that lower frequency. I've been watching Wayne Findley developing on the seventh string since 2004. And on Bridge the Gap, I introduced a little bit, but on this album, I was going to do it more. And I had a concept of, you know, half of the album, very fast, snappy, hard, kicking, and with great melodic vocals and sprinkles of guitars all over, et cetera, et cetera. And then the other half, more mid-tempo, lower, heavy riffs and, so we discovered an additional songwriting team by having Wayne involved. And so we put together, you know, five songs with Wayne's seven-string guitar. And then I added my compositions to it and then Doogie his stuff. And so basically that is the next step forward. We are still using Michael Schenker as a platform for Temple of Rock. And, you know, when we make the next album, the third one, I think Temple of Rock will be basically ready to stand on its own feet.
No, awesome. That's great. You're on tour right now. You guys have a pretty extensive U.S. tour, playing most of the country. How have the shows been going so far? Everybody enjoying the new music?
Yeah, I mean, you know, touring with this band is fantastic. And because it's also, you know, everybody's coming back out of the woodworks. I mean, everybody had their middle life and they are all discovering what did I do when I was young. And so I think we're all in the same boat and we're all meeting again and doing it one more time. It's great.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. Is there anything, all these years and you've done so much, is there anything still, Michael, that you would like to achieve before it's all said and done?
I just love to play and discover and, you know, enjoy myself within the music, you know. It's like I just want to express, you know, the joy of music. And, I, you know, somebody asked me, as who do you want to be remembered as. And I said, as a spirit on a mission, spreading the joy of music from a place of pure self-expression. And that's who I am, and that's what I love doing.
One more question, and I'll let you go. Especially, I love asking this question of people like yourself who have been a part of so much. Put the Michael Schenker Band, or in this case, Temple of Rock. If you could put one of your bands on a dream lineup, who else would you like to tour with? Maybe a couple other bands that you really respect, you think would be an awesome tour.
Do you mean like if I wanted to go on a tour with another band in Temple of Rock?
Yes, like a dream tour, like maybe five bands total featuring you.
Any band that draws a lot of people.
That's the best answer I've ever heard. Good one. Awesome. Hey, everybody, we've been talking to Michael Schenker. The new CD, Spirit on a Mission, is available now, so grab that. And they've got this pretty awesome U.S. tour going on right now. They're actually going to be here in Michigan at Harpo's in Detroit on April 24th, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, watch out for Herman Weber and Francis Buchholz, the original rhythm section of Rocky Like a Hurricane.
Absolutely.
From the Scorpion.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to the show, Michael. Thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.